Good morning, this is Jeremy Gies, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my weekly commentary for Monday the 15th of April 2013. It's the middle of the month, so we're going to have a look at global markets. And last week was quite positive on the markets, but they're still very nervous. That's a combination of Europe, where the debt woes continue and seem to be spreading. North Korea, saber rattling, of course, didn't help. There were some more positive announcements from Japan, and analysts spent a lot of time looking at the end of month China data dump. Let's have a quick look at the regions. In the US, it's quite a quiet week, but at the end of the week we saw retail sales and consumer confidence figures, which were disappointing and pushed the markets down a bit. But generally, stocks were supported by the Fed minutes, which were released on Wednesday, confirming ongoing quantitative easing. And stocks were also supported by good inflation news from China, which really is a further boost to loose monetary policy around the world. Across in Europe, the key event was the ECOFIN meeting at the weekend. That's a meeting of the Eurozone finance ministers. We saw further confusion around Cyprus and the Cyprus bailout plan, but that seems to have been finally settled. However, Portugal and Slovenia are rising up the agenda, and obviously real concerns there. And Portugal and Ireland had their emergency bailout repayment extended by 7 years, much to their relief. So little change in Europe, really the story just continues. Heading across to Asia Pacific, and in Japan, the yen continues to plummet and Japanese stocks continue to soar. As I already mentioned, we saw a big data dump from China, which is pretty mixed. Exports are down, but inflation seems to be easing, and there is no real let up in the slump in producer prices, which has been going on for 9 months now. And we have more data to come from China this week, including GDP data, which will be viewed with interest. But the real concern in China, I think, is that steps are being taken to cool property prices, and the real fear is that they will drag down economic growth as well. Turning to some of the other indicators, as I already mentioned, the yen is now at a four-year low, and across the other side of the world, the dollar is generally lower against all other countries except the yen, and that's really as a result of the Fed minutes. The Fed does seem to be a bit split at the moment, but the outcome was a continuation of quantitative easing, and that had a detrimental effect on the dollar. Oil continues to fall, and that's on weak demand forecasts, and yields on the reserve currency, the dollar, were little changed. Let's have a quick look at the markets themselves for last week. As I say, they were generally up, but were nervous. Japan is up 4%, the Far East up 1%, Europe up 2%, including the UK up 2%, the US also up 2%. Oil was down 2% to $91 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. And gold plummeted a full 6%, now standing at $1,487. And that's been sliding for quite some time now. So we look at the bottom line. As I mentioned, there is still a lot of risk around, both economic risk, financial risk, and geopolitical risk. And I think the markets will be substantially lower than they are at the moment, but for the underlying support provided by governments in the form of quantitative easing or loose monetary policy. And in these times of uncertainty, the key to investment performance is asset allocation. And the objective of asset allocation is to ensure that as consumers we have the right money in the right place at the right time. And in the current economic environment, it is really important to have a multi-asset class balanced portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. Forthcoming market moving events this week, we're going to see more data from China, significant data on housing and industrial production from the US, and the Bank of England minutes will be released. Before I go, just remember that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. That's it from me. Do take care.